There are times when Bradford's looked very streaky. Other times he's looked very hot. Can you tell the difference as to what that is?
You can't. The only thing you can tell is that you got to try to get out them early and rattle him a little bit. But if you give him time, he is a guy that can make all throws and does have the strength to get it down the field.
Dominique, how much do you study the quarterback versus the scheme and vice versa? I mean, will you do a lot of studying at Bradford?
Yes, sir. You know, just to see how good he throws the outbreaking routes or to the outside receiver, because it tends to let know your skill set as a corner if you can break and things that you could try to do to bait him somewhat into a throw. But he definitely has all the tangibles that you need at quarterback as far as getting the ball out and the arm strength. So you're going to have to be disciplined, and especially with the offense they run, you have to be very disciplined. It's all about your eyes this game.
With the Eagles, I mean, is there a bigger concern of Matthews or Cooper or Huff?
All the receivers are good guys, you know, guys that can make something happen with the ball, but it's all about their scheme, you know, where they line up and the things they try to do to you, you know, quick paces. They try to make you make a mistake and be disciplined with your eyes, so it's all about just being disciplined, really.
You guys have been against them a bunch of times now. Has it sort of lost its luster, the fact that it's so unique? Their offense, or that it was unique?
No, it's still a tough offense. You know, not how many times you see it at fast pace, crossing routes, you know, running, play action. It's kind of hard, you know, because you tend to want to see a lot of things, and that's when they get you. So it's definitely hard offense to just game plan for.
Is it still that much different than everyone else, then?
Yeah, way different. You know, just the fast pace and the little things they do in out the backfield, using all the backs. You know, they have three good backs, and you know they does have receive talent at the receiver level, so it's definitely different.
You see anything different with DeMarco? Obviously, he hasn't had the same success there, but
still a hard runner. You know, still a guy that want to go downhill, and still has everything that he has that he had last year. You know, fortunately, it just ain't been working out for him, but you can't worry about that.
Along with the receivers, they have three backs. They can more catch the ball on the backfield. How in tune do you have to be with that, along with watching the run?
If you look at their offense, you know, sometimes Bradford first read is the back, you know, so they're definitely a big part of their offense, so you definitely have to include them in the pass game.